Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey is here, and I like your column every day. Okay,
Bless you.
I want to say, I don't want it to sound weird, but I particularly like your column today because you give me three choices. I can be an optimist, I can be a pessimist, or I can be a realist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the idea, there are two things that I think when you look outside, for some people, they're so glad it's not snowing.
Yes.
Others want it to be an optimal 72 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's maybe the way we're hardwired and people are that way. But I thought there were two good examples of that this week. Two, quote, scandal stories in the government. Of course, the big one was the 1,000 IRS employees that got more than $1 million in bonuses and free time off for doing a good job. Okay, so far so good.
Right.
Except we find out that those 1,000 were all tax deadbeats, and they were paid about April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the story that writes itself.
Yeah.
You know the old mantra, some stories are too good to check.
Yeah.
It's official numbers from the IRS. Boom, away we went, and away the media went. It led the nightly news. It was above the fold front page in every newspaper. Just a wonderful story, and mm-hmm. You know the irony of it all and whatnot. But there's a couple of ways to look at that, and one of them is the fact that how far behind were they? Were they on payment plans like many of us? Was it a small amount? And I checked, I found it. One guy owed $8.
Really?
Yeah. But it's one of those stories. It's just almost too good to check.
Yeah.
And the numbers are official. And I heard from a number of IRS employees about it naturally. And some of them appreciated it. And I appreciate you catching it. The tact I took. I said, you can be an optimist about this, a pessimist, or be realistic. And some of them said, here's the facts. And it's interesting to hear it from the inside. The extenuating circumstances, if you will, you remember the late Secretary of Treasury who's now back on Wall Street.
Yes.
His
name rhymes with Timothy Geithner.
Exactly, TG. And he did his own taxes and messed up big time.
Yep.
And so it happens. This particular tax year, the 2013 tax year, mm-hmm. was especially difficult. Congress didn't do some things until the last minute. They had to change files. They had to reprint them, or even if they're computerized, they had to change them. People couldn't file for a certain period of time.
Right.
People weren't getting their W-2s on time. I mean, this is not to make excuses, but it was an unusually bad year. Congress has been cutting the IRS back over the years, so IRS is down something like 2,000-3,000 employees in the last couple of years. Meanwhile, the population is growing. The taxpayer filer group is growing, and the IRS, while it was slimming down and offering early outs and buyouts, I think in some cases, to get down to its targets, had to hire 350 or 850, but a substantial number of people to handle the Affordable Care Act,
mm-hmm.
you know, the penalties involved in that. So it's a very difficult tax year, and I think a lot of people are going to find themselves behind, not just the 1,000 workers out of 80,000 in the IRS.
Speaking of rhyming names, I learned what I consider to be a very important journalistic principle from someone whose name rhymes with Mike Causey.
You see, okay.
And that principle is compared to what? I mean,
yep.
You point this out all the time, and I haven't seen any numbers that compare the percentage of non-payers or behind payers at the Internal Revenue Service to the general population.
Yeah.
If the general, and I'm just making numbers up.
Oh, no, you're right.
But let's say the general population is 10% and the IRS is 1%. Now that 1%'s not to excuse them, and for them to continue their employment there unless they pay up is against the law. You pointed
right.
that out in a column earlier in the week.
Right.
But in the scheme of things, it would be reasonable to say, well, the IRS employees are doing better if,
mm-hmm.
if that's how the numbers would bear out, rather
true.
Than
yeah.
to say, look
yeah.
at these ridiculous
compared to bricklayers or radio types.
Yes.
Yeah. That came from that great, probably the greatest American thinker of all times, Henny Youngman, and his thing was compared to what, you know, how's your rod compared to what, but it doesn't hurt to use that rule of thumb.
Henny Youngman.
Oh,
I mean, really, on a Friday now I won't be able to concentrate on anything else.
When Henny Youngman left us and Rodney Dangerfield,
yeah.
the nation suffered a great loss.
Yeah. So my favorite Henny Youngman line. my wife wanted me to take her someplace for our anniversary that she'd never been before. And I said, try the kitchen.
Took her to the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here and writing, of course, on federalnewsradio.com. And another column on our website that I wanted to cover with you very quickly is something that wouldn't surprise me if it turned out you did on an ongoing basis, which is the column titled Studying Women's Figures.
Oh, yes. 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 Well, got one complaint about that.
I did
get a complaint.
You actually got a complaint about that. Yeah. And what was the complaint? That it was
she just said it was stereotypical. She said we should, I mean, she was nice, but she said, you're better than that. And she said, why don't you do one about men's private parts? And I thought, that's a great idea.
But that'll be Monday's column.
No, I ran it by the ladies here, and they thought it was amusing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I hope I say this right. What we do here at Federal News Radio and what other people on our line of work do, in Federal Times, government executive and whatnot, it's not exactly great literature.
Right.
You know, some of it strikes many people as deadly dull.
Uh-huh.
It's incredibly important. It's about pay and benefits,
yep,
and your work life, but it's not the most exciting fare in the world. So if you can try to humorize it a little bit,
yes,
without being offensive.
Uh-huh.
And part of that is getting a headline that'll grab people's attention.
Yeah.
Without being misleading. And it was all about statistics for women. You know,
yeah.
Pay equity.
Mm-hmm. You had one of my favorite people in this space on the program on the Your Turn show on Wednesday. And it's archived on federalnewsradio.com.
Yeah.
You had Janet Copenhaver from Federally Employed Women. She's their Washington representative, and she was on with you and in the studio, and it was a terrific discussion.
She is great, and it's funny you'd say that because, as you well know, while we're doing this right now, we're not really thinking about the show as such.
Yeah.
And if we hear it later as ordinary people, it's kind of a different show.
Yeah.
And I heard that show, which was originally aired Wednesday, I heard that show coming to work this morning,
uh-huh,
and I didn't recognize her voice at first, and I thought, boy, this is a very smart lady.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it was Janet, and she was explaining pay equity, and I thought she had a great line because she was saying that the administration has let them down. They haven't done this. They haven't done that. They've promised to make things better for women, but the number of women at the SES level is actually down from last year.
Mm.
Percentage, very small, but it's still down,
uh-huh,
down, not up. And I asked her, and I said, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you saying that the gloves are off with the White House now? And she said, the left glove is partially off, or something like that. And I thought, well said.
Yeah, very diplomatic.
Yeah.
I guess the big question there is, if you didn't recognize her right off, did you recognize
yourself?
I caught myself.
Yeah, that horrible, twangy, nasal voice. I don't like hearing myself.